I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you with Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, today, I always have such interesting topics, and I just want to put a little food for thought in your brain. Have you ever sat and watched another person receive a promotion and you didn't? Have you seen a girlfriend get a boyfriend and you wish you had one? Do you wish that you were the owner of a business and you see someone else starting their business and you'd have that inside of you that wishes you did the same thing? Have you ever wanted more in your life and didn't know how to achieve what it is that you desired? Well, today we're going to find out how you attract more in your life with Wendy Yost. Now, Wendy Yost is who I call a newest Einstein. Newest Einsteins are individuals here on Answers Unleashed Talk Show that help you reshape your brain by their own personal experience. And these individuals are people who find processes and approaches that not only help their life, but help everyone that they interact with. Wendy Yost is the new TEDx speaker for the TEDx Cal State or CSUN, TEDx CSUN talk that's happening April 22nd, 2016 on the Cal State Northridge campus where I graduated from. We are actually both alumni, which I'm so thankful for. Now, Wendy Yost is the founder and creator of More is Available Coaching and Consulting here in Los Angeles. She travels across not only Los Angeles to do workshops to help people eliminate what is no longer needed in their life, but actually to attract what it is that they truly desire by practical uses in spirituality as well as practical resource uses. And so she works with companies, corporations, individuals, and any group that is looking to attract more. Wendy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Olympia. What a treat.
Oh, I'm just so happy you're on my show. Now, you and I have known each other for years.
Maybe 20.
20 years, 20 years. And I have always been just so, amazed and admired your approach to life. Mm. And you have always found a way to be able to look at things objectively and remove the things out of your life, no matter how difficult it's been. And so just to give our audience a little bit more of a background of your coaching business, what do you do with your workshops? And we're going to just dig a little bit more into your background here.
Sure. So a couple of different things. I teach part-time at Cal State Northridge. I love that opportunity. It really fills a lot of tanks, getting to work with college students and knowing that that is a particular juncture in their lives where they're looking for more. And they know at this point that the degree in and of itself is probably not going to be enough of a ticket to get the life that they're wanting after they cross that stage and get that diploma. And so what I'm really committed to is helping students see their lives in ways that empower the life that they're currently living while they're also building that future that they want for themselves and oftentimes for their families. It's not just about the student themselves. When a student graduates from a university, it actually affects the entire family, especially at a university like Cal State Northridge, where we're serving students who may not have in the past had access. So I'm really passionate about that, in particular knowing the difference that it makes for families and communities. I teach classes in a variety of topics. Leadership is the one that has been near and dear to my heart for the last 8.5 years. It was voted best class at CSUN, which was a real treat for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. One of the students said, "Have you seen the paper?" And I said, "Unfortunately, no, I haven't seen the paper." They said, "You need to pick up the paper today." And so to see that the students took the time to cast their votes and say that that class made a difference for them made a huge difference for me.
Well, you are definitely a mover and a shaker, and you not only teach at Cal State Northridge as a adjunct lecturer, mm-hmm. and a well-admired and respected adjunct
Thank
lecturer,
you.
That the students themselves are the ones that highly recommended that you be the TEDx speaker at the TEDx CSUN event. Now, tell us a little bit more about the event coming up April 22nd.
Oh, this is just a wonderful opportunity for the university. Obviously, the TEDx brand is an incredible one. And so there are two students, Jocelyn and Renee, who are the curators. And they, along with the Student Entrepreneurial Collective, have come together to apply for the license, to put all the different measures in place as far as coordinating an event of that magnitude that has that kind of brand recognition attached to it. And they're having to work with Department of Public Safety and making sure sign language interpreters are there, making sure that the ticket distribution is a fair and equitable process. Not to mention there's a lot of production components to an event like that, because it's not just intended for the 100 or so people in the room, it's intended for a global audience.
And for those listeners that do not know about what TED is, TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and TEDx is the independent version of that particular talk. TED stands for this, Technology, Entertainment, Design, and it's where the viewers on YouTube and viewers as well on the TED.com site will be able to see experts in their particular field share an idea that is worth spreading. And so these experts, and I'm very thankful to be a TEDx speaker myself on the talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, which is now approaching 500,000 views and growing.
Fantastic.
And I'm very thankful. And I was so fascinated and so excited when I found out that you had this opportunity. And you have so much to share.
Thank you.
And for you, you are an expert. You are an expert not only on how to coach the college students to be able to transition their way into understanding how to manage their success, but you also coach through your principals, professionals.
Absolutely. So I have a number of different Fortune 500 companies that I've worked with, which always puts me in an interesting position, because they're hiring me for, you know, to come in and help people see things in a different way that's going to be more empowering. Oftentimes, I'm coaching folks who are being invested in so that they can go further faster and make it into different levels of leadership within the organization so their contribution can be enhanced and enriched. Sometimes I'm actually hired to coach people out of an organization. So the company realizes that for whatever reason, somebody's becoming less and less of a fit, and then they'll have me come in and say they either need to turn the corner or they need to find another opportunity. And some of the people have turned the corner, and some of the people actually just needed permission to go. And so then we craft a graceful exit for them so that they can provide as much as they can for the organization before they depart. A lot of times we lose institutional information and knowledge when people depart under difficult circumstances. But I think by having a coach be part of that graceful exits process, it allows both the company to have the person leave in a way that is empowering to both entities, and be able to mine whatever resources and skills and abilities and knowledge that that person was able to amass during their time with the company, so that it stays with the company and doesn't depart when that person leaves with their box of belongings and walks out the door for the last time.
So the return on investment that companies place into these individuals is still retained within the company, but the individual now is able to return and receive the training in which that allows them to be able to move on to the next place in their life.
Yes.
So I that is so helpful for corporations to know that you exist.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously. And not only that, for individuals to know that they can transition to a new place if they're not feeling comfortable where they are currently placed. And you have had that in your own life.
Oh, I've graceful exits was some hard-won wisdom on my part. Yeah.
But I remember we were sitting down at lunch, and it was such a powerful moment at lunch when we were sitting down, and I was just discussing with you about your own personal history on how you had to decide to create your own company and decide what is your own calling. And you were speaking about your full-time role when you were working on a campus.
Yes.
And you realized that you had grown to a different place.
Yeah, I had a job that was literally my dream job when it first started. And then over the course of 5 years, aspects of it retained in being my dream job. But what I started to realize was there was a lot that went along with being an executive manager that was keeping me from doing the things that I most felt inspired and moved to do. And so there was a moment where I remember...
Yeah, take us back to that moment. What happened? I mean, what was that epiphany moment for
you? I remember
you?
Being late at work in the office. Everybody else has gone home. And because I'm so people-oriented, I often procrastinated on the reports and the data and the kinds of things that were less interesting to me, quite honestly. And so I would, you know, work and support the people during the day. And then I'd be there late at night taking care of all the different reporting and communications related to being an executive level manager. And I just had this moment where how it occurred was like a ticker tape coming across my heart that said, you're moving more paper than people.
Mm. That was not your calling.
No.
Your calling was not administrative work, which some people's calling is.
Absolutely. Love can flow through them while they're doing data and computer work and
some
all kinds
are
of things.
A gift.
Yes.
Some people are a gift with an organization, but your gift was different.
Different.
What was your gift?
Well, I knew that my favorite part of the job was coaching people through, whether it was red tape, you know, being part of a university environment, there's bureaucracy, like in any organization, but helping people get through red tape faster, helping people recover when things didn't go their way. Mm. You know, like when you have a situation where, and even having people excel in circumstances that kind of test your mettle, where you've got somebody where they have applied for a job and all of a sudden they're going to be supervising all the people who were their peers.
Mm.
And I love tinkering with that kind of, because I was like, that to me, that's my laboratory. I was like, okay, so these are human hearts and human brains and human bodies. And so how do we move them all around so that we can have a greater sense of harmony and everybody can, you know, share in a desired outcome that supports the organization's mission? And that takes time and energy and effort. And when you're staying up late working on paperwork and then you wake up in the morning feeling drained because you were doing you know, your attention was being devoted to things that aren't quite a fit, then over time it becomes clear that you need to create a different path for yourself.
Now, I'm very fascinated by the path that you created for yourself. and I share this with my listeners. Anytime that we are on the verge of creating a completely new path for ourselves, we are changing three things. We are changing our brain. Literally, we are reshaping our brain and creating new pathway in our brain. And it is physically difficult for us to think things through completely because our brain is literally reshaping itself. So that's number one. Two, we are forced to understand how our skills and abilities that we have from before are going to transition into where we're going.
Mm.
And then three, what I notice also is that we usually have some huge major obstacle in the midst of transforming our situation to go another path that makes us question as well as truly decide mm-hmm. that is the path that we're going on. And you had a lot, once you decided to actually leave your particular job and you realized
yes.
that you were going to be coaching and you were in this road, you decided to go on this path of real coaching,
yeah.
things started coming apart in your world.
Yes.
Share with us.
Well, so
that.
A couple interesting things happened. And I think that, you know, you take the step forward into the life that's waiting for you. And there is an unraveling of sorts that happens. But there's also, I like to think of the unraveling as an upward spiral instead of a downward spiral. Because for me, I left the executive management job on August 15th. And about a week later, out of the blue... I don't think it was out of the blue at all, but my mentor from the university called me and said, I was just offered a teaching position, but I think it's yours.
Mm.
And it ended up being the leadership class that I've now taught for 8.5 years. But within 2 weeks, I was in front of the classroom. None of this was part of my plan when I left the executive management position. I thought I was leaving the university and instead got pulled into a different division within the campus. So things started emerging to fill the space that I was making available.
Mm.
And that was curious and provided a lot of hope and reassurance, like you're going in the right direction. But one of the deals that I made with, I was married at the time that I left that job. And so I was leaving a well-paid, well-benefited job with the understanding that I had a husband and his salary and his benefits. And we were, you know, going to have this work for a while. And the deal that I made with him was that within 5 years, I would recover that salary or I would go back and find a more traditional job, but that I really wanted to try my hand at coaching and consulting and see if I could create a business where I could meet or exceed the income that I was generating in that, you know, 50-hour a week executive management job. And you know, everything about that job, like I said, was my dream job when I first took it. And so I was just trying to extract the parts that still held true to what mattered to me and figure out how to create a business around it. And so what I didn't expect was that amidst the 5 year building the business plan, I would be getting divorced. And the income that I thought was the safety net was no longer going to be part of the mix. And so, I mean, there were times, you know, my mortgage wasn't paid on time. There were times where I thought, oh my God, I have to pay that bill or they're going to shut it off and then it's going to be more expensive to get it turned back on. You know, there were times where there were times.
But you got through it.
Yes.
You got through it.
I got through it and I got to become a different version of myself and who I knew I could be. And you know, I'm very clear that I made the right decision when I got married and I made the right decision when I got divorced. And that's something that brings me a lot of peace. I think people make decisions and have regrets and that is a choice. But what if instead of making yourself wrong, you cut yourself some slack and allow yourself to trust in the decisions that you're making and know that if there are things that need to be course corrected in your life, that you've got room to do that.
Well, what I really enjoy hearing your story is because you had to make room
yes.
for what was going to be available for you. No matter how difficult it seemed, you had to overcome the challenges in that process so you can make room for more in your life. Now, I've got to have you share with us, before we go, two things.
Sure.
Being true to yourself. In like a minute. What would you describe as the process in attracting more in your life in regards to being true to yourself?
You know, the fastest way I've seen this work is to literally get a paper plate and write down everything that's in your life on a paper plate. So figuratively, what's on your plate? And then look at the plate and see what parts of it light you up, what parts of it bring you down, what parts of it feel like a burden, and then take out a second plate and create a plate that's exactly how you want it to be if you had it all your way. And then look to see like what needs to go, what needs to carry over, what needs to be created, what do you just need to create space for because there's no room for what you claim to want to come into your life. And I mean, that's one of the things I'm really passionate about with the moon circles that I lead is every new moon, it's about letting go of what no longer serves you. And every full moon, it's about letting in what you want to receive more of. And so we're flexing those muscles on a monthly basis to look at that.
See, that's great. And the second tip, you also write for a blog.
I do. So simplereminders.com. I've got a number of different articles archived there. And what I love about that is they provide an opportunity for me to embed coaching principles into my writing. And so as a storyteller at heart, it's a lot of fun for me to be able to craft things that I might impart in the classroom or with clients into writing so that it can reach a broader audience. And they've got 5 million plus digital subscribers, so it's a pretty broad audience.
And with that audience, you have spiritual principles that you share in the midst of these
yes.
coaching practices.
Unapologetically and I stopped hiding about this. Like, you know, I openly talk about this. The students refer to my class as Hogwarts. Like, it is, I no longer hide out about the fact that I'm infusing spiritual principle into everything I do.
And for you, the spiritual principle, it is a foundation of change.
Yes. It is the totality of who I am. So it needs to come through all of that I do.
Do you know what? I've got to have you back on here on the show. Would you be interested in coming back here again? Maybe take a caller in the future that would be interested in maybe changing their life.
Oh, I'd welcome that.
Oh, Wendy, thank you for being on Answers Unleashed. Now, how do people find you?
My website is moreisavailable.com, and I am that's kind of an immediate portal that'll get you to the different events that I have coming up in Los Angeles. I am looking at different teleclasses so that I can reach folks that are outside of the area. And social media, Wendy L. Yost or More is Available are the two names that I go under. And I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much, Olympia.
Thank you for being here on Answers Unleashed. Okay, you've heard it. How to attract more. And we're going to actually find out how to attract a little bit more in a couple of weeks. Come when I have you back. Thank you so much for tuning in again on this Wednesday at 12. We are on KPC Radio. And I'm just so happy to be here with you. To find me on Facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. You can go to AnswersUnleashed.com and to check out past episodes as well as future episodes and find out our schedule on who can change your brain and reshape your brain. As well as you can also call in our number, 888-88 answers, and ask your question, and we can answer and give you solutions. You may even be on air. So we thank you so much here on Answers Unleashed Talk Show. And until next time, let the situations in front of you reshape your brain with science and faith. I am Olympia LaPointe. I'll talk to you next week.